Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 18th of March. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we ask ourselves if anyone will be in heaven because of us. To help us with this subject, we're looking at Revelation chapter 7 and verses 9 to 12. Praise from the great crowd. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands, and they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings, and they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshipped God. They sang, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and strength belong to our God for ever and ever. Amen." Who will be in heaven because of you? You were put on this earth to fulfill God's purpose for your life. One of the most important parts of this purpose is to tell other people the good news of God's saving grace. Some people will only be in heaven because you shared the good news with them. In those verses from Revelation chapter 7, we catch a glimpse of the heavenly scene where a great multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language stands before the throne and the Lamb. This vast assembly, which cannot be counted, is clothed in white robes and holds palm branches in their hands. They cry out in a loud voice, praising God and the Lamb for their salvation. This passage serves as a powerful encouragement for every believer, especially those who may feel insignificant or think that their efforts in sharing the gospel are of little importance. The imagery of the countless multitude in heaven reminds us that even the smallest acts of faithfulness can have an eternal impact. Just as the multitude in Revelation 7 includes people from every nation, tribe, people, and language, we are reminded that the gospel is for all people. No matter the size of our church or the number of people we reach, we can take heart in knowing that our efforts, no matter how small they may seem, can contribute to the salvation of souls. This passage challenges us to do all that we can to share the good news with as many people as possible. We are called to be ambassadors of Christ, proclaiming his love and salvation to a world in need. Our actions, words, and prayers can make a difference in the lives of others, leading them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So let's be encouraged by the multitude in heaven and be inspired to do our part in spreading the gospel. Whether it's through personal conversations, acts of kindness, or supporting mission, each effort contributes to the fulfillment of God's plan. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you may want to use this question to help you. How can you actively participate in sharing the good news with those around you? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast as we think about the victorious Jesus being the reason to worship and to celebrate forever.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.